when we shipped to Vietnam, as VA-75, we dropped all the A-6 intruder, but I was in electronics, aviation electronics, so they shipped me TAD, which is temporary duty assigned to the electronic shop located.
Richard, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
All right, there we go. All right, let's start all over again.
For the whole meeting?
Yeah.
Start all, yep.
Okay, we're gonna do a restart, due to technical difficulties. We're gonna now bring this meeting to order, two PM, Tuesday, September 29th, 2020, special meeting. Could I get a roll call, Danielle, please?
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
Roy?
Here. At this time, are there any modifications, additions, and changes to the agenda?
Yeah, I would like to add one item.
Okay, what is it, Gary?
Action item C, gonna be procurement for the EDIC complete restroom cleaning device.
Have we haven't seen this before, have we?
No.
Okay, so.
This showed up today.
Right, so is it not a little premature, we're seeing this for the first time, discuss it, I mean.
It's gonna be reimbursed by Corona relief funds anyway, so.
Okay, so we'll discuss it before.
Yeah.
Okay, great, great. Okay, so we do have a modification, we added, action item C, a procurement for the EDIC restroom restoration system. We'll get to that here shortly. At this time, we've given the board the opportunity to declare any potential conflict of interest. Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
None.
Sharon?
No.
Roy, none. Can we get an approval of the agenda as amended with action item C?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written, including action item C.
Can I get a second?
I second.
Roll call, Danielle, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Public comments, I have no written public comments before the board today. Are there any public comments, on the, telephone line? Who all do we have besides Richard on the telephone line today? Do we have any other, listeners out there?
Martha Rice.
Thank you, Martha. Anyone else?
Kim is there, but you don't know that she's there.
Oh. Any office personnel, maybe? Come on now. So we have no public comments, before the board today, so we'll move on to action items. We'll do action item A, the Rigetti easement proposal. Do we have any representation from the Rigettis in this meeting today? No representation from the Rigettis at this meeting today, Tuesday, September 20th, 2020. Gary, would you like to take off on action item A for Rigetti's easement proposal?
It might be better if Martha.
Thank you.
Brought the board up to speed.
Martha, would you like to speak on
Sure.
the Rigetti's action item A?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you, Martha.
So following the meeting last Thursday, I sent a letter to Mr. Kobach, who is Rigetti's attorney, notifying him of the work that was going to be done. And I got a phone call shortly thereafter, kind of asking why we were doing that and not moving ahead with the negotiations on the lot line adjustment and easement. And, you know, I explained to him that there's some miscommunication, things really seem to not be going anywhere, and the board was really just interested in, you know, moving on and getting some sense of finality to this situation. So he said he thought he could speak to his clients. He kind of indicated that he had been really busy the last week, and that was why he had not reached out to maybe get better, more specific information on the easement issue, the reciprocal easement, parking easement. He then said he didn't think that was a sticking point, that we could just move on without that, you know, at this time and address the lot line adjustment. And so I said, okay, well, you know, get a proposal. And he got us a proposal that afternoon. So This sounds to me like I explained to him what the board had approved as a board in a previous meeting. And so he wanted to discuss that with his client and then put something in writing so that this board could act on it today. So the proposals included, yeah, the proposals included in your packet, and it does basically reiterate what the board had agreed to a few meetings ago. So that's my comment.
Martha, was the Rigettis made aware of this meeting that's taking place today?
I don't think they were specifically notified of this meeting today.
Right. I know it is not your job to do so, though, Martha. It's not the port's job to do so. But do you speculate that their lawyer, was there any contact between you and their lawyer about this meeting today that he possibly could have notified them?
I don't think I told Mr. Kobach what day the port would be meeting.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough, Martha. Thank you very much. Okay. So does the board have any questions, comments about the Rigetti easement proposal given to us by their lawyer via our lawyer, Martha Rice? Richard, do you have any questions or comments? Okay.
I do have a comment. I noticed there's an attached photo that we've seen before that shows the one way going to the east or the north. I hope that everything's clear that it's going the other way, in fact.
Correct, Richard. It's going to the south. Is that what you're getting at, Richard?
Yes, I think that...
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Yes, that was written on there by somebody. I think the important piece of this photo for this conversation is the areas that are basically to be traded. So the port would acquire the area that's on the top of the paper, which directionally I think that's the north. And then the Rigettis would get, you know, sort of the slender piece along the other side. That's what we would be trading. And that's what we're sort of agreeing to if you approve this proposal or agree to this proposal. The one way is really not part of it, but we can sort of clarify that we're not committing to, you know, any traffic pattern over there. This is just about the lot line adjustment.
So Martha, my concern is, by no representation here for the last two meetings by any Rigetti family member, the state executor, anyone who would be the authority for the Rigetti estate has not been to either one of these two meetings. I am very leery of this board doing anything, approving anything without the physical appearance and agreeance by a Rigetti representative other than their lawyer. We can sit here all day and agree amongst ourselves, but until the Rigettis have told this board that they agree as well, we could be, you know, blowing in the wind here.
Yes. Well, remember after the last meeting was stated that we wanted the, you know, communications to go through the attorneys so that we could have one line of communication. And it's very clear. Mr. Kobach did talk to his client on Friday and they agreed to this and told him, you know, to communicate it. And he is legally representing them. We did ask him for something in writing so that we would have it before us, exactly what the board was going to vote upon or consider. And we have that now.
So you're feeling confident, Martha, that if we agree on this email from their lawyer, we agree to it and vote yes on it today, that's the final deal, that's it, that's all.
Well, not entirely, but yes, I think that if you, there's some other steps to be had, but yes, I do. I think that if you agree, then the parties will mutually proceed with the lot line adjustment, and we will take care of, you know, these two property issues.
Right, and that's all we're concerned about with this meeting, Martha. That is absolutely all we're concerned about, is the lot line adjustments. We realize there might be other things to discuss at a future date, but all we are doing right now is worried about that lot line adjustment so that those people can sell that property and that the port is done with any discrepancies of land lot lines versus private property versus port property. So, with that being said, I'm going to go back to the board now, Martha. Feel free to jump in anytime, please, Martha or Richard. We're going to be discussing this. I'm going to ask for comments from the board, the other board members that are here today. But please, Richard and Martha, feel free to jump in anytime. We'll hear what you have to say and take into consideration. So, are there any comments or concerns, Joe, from you on this lot line adjustment?
No.
Ken?
Yes. A lot line adjustment in this county before the coronavirus, I did one with my neighbor. The whole thing was done in, I want to say, 6 weeks, and the majority of that time was spent because the county will send a letter to every one of the property owners that is adjacent to the property that will be affected by the lot line adjustment.
Now, and that, will that be to leasee properties, or will that, because this is all,
I think it's legal owners of property.
Okay, so that's one letter, because the poor property is around that
people,
whole property.
Those owners will have like a 2 week time frame to respond. So the whole process is very, very fast here.
But I'm there again asking you, are those letters going to go to individual lessees?
I don't know the answer to that. Martha might be able to tell us. But what the one thing I would suggest is, it is economically in our best interest to settle this in this manner if we can. But I would also, and Martha will have to give us a time frame, but I would say that if they haven't, Rigetti's has not sent us back a legal document that Martha believes is enforceable, you know, whether it's 1 week, 2 weeks, to get something back from their attorney, then I'd say forget it. But if they send us back something and Martha's comfortable with it, that they're going to, you know, proceed, then let's do it.
Correct. And Ken, that is my haunt, that we do not have a physical representation from the Rigetti estate here today to say that, yes, we need that, in my opinion, on record. We don't have that today. We're not going to let that hold us up today. But I want it on the record that I am concerned about a non-representation, a physical representative from the Rigetti estate, to clarify that yes, they are in agreement with their lawyer's email to our lawyer that this is the simple land lot adjustment and they're good with it 100%. Gary?
Kind of question to Martha. Should we just have, do we need like a separate agreement with Rigetti's signature?
Yeah, so what I was going to, what I was going to suggest is, you know, the board has, sort of changed direction a couple of times. So we're kind of going back to where we were a month ago or so, and we can pull together a really simple agreement that just lays out these terms and that we are going to proceed in this manner and get the Rigetti's estate, you know, their representatives to sign it and then present that to the board at the next meeting. For the board signature as well, and then it would be a binding agreement But first, we need to make sure that this was a direction that the board wanted to go.
Martha, that's well understood. Thank you for that. That's well understood. So, Ken, do you have any other questions, comments?
No, I think if Martha agrees that on the binding agreement by our next meeting, let's do it. If they can't have it back, then this is null and void, and we go back to what we did past at the last meeting.
Right, which is let it be between the two lawyers, yeah. And it can go on. Richard, do you have any comments, questions, discussion?
No, I think we should proceed. I think you've brought up the main concern is that nothing happened. But I'm pretty comfortable that their attorney is responding in good faith and that we'll move forward.
Okay. Thank you for that, Richard. And I so agree with you there. Sharon?
I think the lot line adjustment is the least expensive way for us to go at this time.
And time.
It would be good, but their attorney has stated in here that they want the port to take lead. So I think the signed agreement between the two parties first would be good.
Well, we can give direction today, I believe, Sharon. Correct me if you disagree. But I think we can give direction today to move forward on this. And then that signed agreement between both parties at the next meeting will suffice for your needs?
Yes.
Okay, mine as well.
I just don't want to see the port.
Correct, because we have been asked to take the lead.
It stopped.
Correct. So we're taking the lead. Martha, we're willing to take the lead, Martha. So I am going to call for a motion to approve the Rigetti easement proposal at this time and to move forward. Anything else, Martha, before I call for that motion?
No, that's it. And just if you could, whoever's making the motion, read the recommended motion from Gary in the staff report, that would be great.
Okay, thank you, Martha. So got to get a motion to approve action item A, Rigetti easement proposal.
I make a motion to rescind it and approve. Oh, excuse me. I make a motion to rescind the approval to remove the encroachment area on the Rigetti property and to proceed with the with an agreement as proposed from Rigetti's or Rigetti with a lot line adjustment.
Let me understand this.
Something didn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right at all, Jill.
We have to rescind what we had previously voted on.
Put a time frame on it, Joe. Please.
We have to rescind the.
At the last meeting, you guys allotted us $20,000 to remove that triangle.
Okay.
So you're rescinding that approval.
Something.
And you're now proceeding with the agreement as proposed today.
Through our attorney.
For a lot line adjustment.
Okay, I understand. So, motion to rescind the approval to remove encroached area, Joe. That's the boat ready. That's the boat ready area.
Encroached? That's what I did. I'm sorry, guys. Want me to redo it?
Huh? Yeah, just sum it up and just read what's wrote there.
Yep, there we go.
Okay.
Make that motion, Joe, please.
To rescind the approval to remove encroached area on the Rigetti's property and to proceed with the agreement as proposed from Rigetti for the lot line adjustment.
Could I get a second on Joe's motion, please?
I'll second it.
We got a second by Ken Range on Joe Spears' motion to rescind the approval to remove encroached area on Rigetti's property and to proceed with an agreement as proposed from Rigetti, the lot line adjustment. Roll call, please, Danielle.
Sharon. Yes. Joe.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes. Action item B, procurement for diesel and gasoline pump dispenser. Gary, Travis?
I'll let Travis take this one. He knows more about that dispenser than I do.
So the dispenser we have has reached its life expectancy. it is counting right. The gallons per minute and everything are right. The problem is the pump's starting to go out. It's becoming unreliable. We're due for a new one. In front of you are the procurements for them that we did. That's through Pump, Pipe, and Tank in Medford. Tank Testers, who's purchasing through Mascot Equipment, and I'm not sure, the Source Fueling Equipment, gave us our other quotes. So they're all pretty close. They're all within like a few hundred dollars of each other. So this would be an addition that we'd be adding with our fuel. It won't be coming out of the funds for our fuel dock project, but it'll help tie together a new product when we're done.
So Travis, does that come with any service and or guarantees?
It'll come with a warranty. I'm sure there's, I'm not sure what warranties actually come with it. Servicing will be on us. Let's see here.
Well, let's just do this, Travis. If you could make a memorandum and get that to the board via an email, maybe on just the, you know, service contract or guarantees or whatever comes with that particular pump.
Yes, I can do that. Thought I'd have an answer for you, but okay. Startup and warranty.
I mean, I'm all for approving it, but I would like to know what comes
on page on page 11. Mascot gives you on number 5.
Startup and warranty.
Oh, that's startup and warranty. I'm sorry. Yes, I will check into these and find out what kind of warranties come with the pump.
Okay. Now, do we anticipate anything wrong with our gasoline pumps at this time?
This is a gasoline pump. This is a gasoline and diesel pump, the
okay.
combination
so it's a
of the two.
So there'll be just one pump down there at this?
No, there'll still be two pumps. This will take care of the slow diesel and the gas, and then we still have the big one for the fast pump for the bigger boats for diesel.
Okay, great. Okay, any questions from you, Richard?
No, sir.
Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Roy, no. Sharon?
No. I don't know that much. Sorry.
Well, I think Travis will get us a memorandum.
A good time.
Yeah, Travis will get us a memorandum on the service. Possibly some guarantees or whatever they come with when once they sell the product to us.
Well, the pump itself will come with a warranty.
Is one that's recommended for marinas? And
yes, it is.
Yep.
This came, the one that we are procuring are the one that every fuel provider has recommended to us.
Right.
Okay. Can we get a motion to approve the procurement of the diesel and gasoline pump dispenser for the fuel dock?
Sharon, you want to make a motion?
Sure. I will make the motion to approve the procurement of a diesel and gasoline pump dispenser for the fuel dock to pump, pipe, and tank service in the amount of $11,361.
Could you maybe add to your motion, Sharon, that that is a one pump combination pump? It says diesel and gasoline pump. But could you use the word combination somewhere in there for us, please, in the motion?
It's a the procurement for a diesel and gasoline
combination
dispenser for the fuel dock.
Okay. Can we get a second to Sharon's motion?
I second it.
Roll call, Danielle, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy.
Yes. Could we move on now to action item C? That is the procurement for the EDIC CR2 complete restroom restoration system. Did we get any discussion from you on Travis or Gary on that?
So earlier today we got this document. This information from our SDAO workers' comp agent, We're working, trying to get our light duty worker doing some more activities besides just pumping fuel. And they recommended this unit because it provides better cleaning, less spending and whatnot, and cleaning the restrooms. We thought it'd be a good idea to just to move forward and purchase this under the coronavirus relief fund. Travis and I talked about it. We think it's a good idea just to have a unit at each restroom instead of toting this thing around 69 acres of the port.
So they're going to put one of these at $5,000 each at each one of our bathrooms.
Yeah.
And we get 100% reimbursed, that's guaranteed.
Yep.
Any discussion from you, Richard?
Well, I understand the logic. I've seen these machines are used by most of the major hotel chains and also the airlines. So this is kind of the state of the art, I think, for right now. So it looks to me like a pretty good plan.
Thank you for that, Richard. Travis?
Benefit to everyone is that currently right now we do like a deep clean, per se, once a week with them. These will give each bathroom a cleaner, better look at the end of each day.
So these will be used once a day?
Once a day.
Every bathroom?
Once a day, every bathroom.
So the one in the boat shard?
You might not get that lucky. You might still get a hose and a spray bottle.
Memo.
Get a hose and a spray bottle.
We're running a little low on toilet paper. We're running a little low on toilet paper in the past 2 weeks. So, anyway, some fun.
That's
for
why
you
I
guys.
Got you a hose.
Bebe, is that what they call them? Bebe?
It's close enough.
You didn't hear that.
So, any discussion from you, Joe?
No. I think we should get it.
Okay, great. Ken?
I agree we should get it.
Roy, I agree that we should also get one for each individual bathroom on port property that is functional. Possibly to become functional because we're talking about a new restroom in the RV park. Can we extend this offer to get one when that bathroom's coming, or are you going to buy one prior to that?
Well, we're going to buy one for the RV park because we have a restroom there now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to buy, the port's going to buy four of them. Just take care of the four main restrooms, and the fifth one would be coming from SDAO because they purchased it through the light.
So a total of five business.
Right.
It goes hand in hand with keeping our employees safer, more hands off from what's there. They provide these things, so employees are safe. It's easy on them. You know, it's not back breaking. They have all the features it needs, so anyone can do it.
So has any of this equipment come up to your attention prior to the COVID-19 virus announcement?
This actually came from SDAO for the return to work program through their workman's comp. So they actually, before COVID, this is a recommendation of them for other people that have back injuries to get them to return to work. It's a great program that they have. They deal with all types of injuries. So for us to be able to utilize them, and this is what they recommend, it's, I think,
okay,
a wise move to make.
Okay, great. Sharon, any discussion from you? Conversation?
Health and safety wise, I think it's a good way to go.
Correct. I'm going to refrain. Roy has no comment. Could we get a motion to approve the procurement for the EDIC complete restroom restoration machines?
I'll make a motion. We approve purchasing 5 units of the CR2 complete restroom restoration unit.
No. Are we purchasing? Is that the correct word? And then we're getting reimbursed.
Yes.
So that's understood in the minutes. Okay. Can I get a second to Ken's motion?
I second it.
Roll call, please, Danielle.
Sharon, do we need to have in there that the fifth unit would be purchased by SDAO?
I believe we do. And that's,
I think for the sake of what we're doing, I would say we're purchasing four. We're purchasing four for the port. SDAO is purchasing another one in a in a completely separate, different program.
Okay.
So, and it actually won't, do we purchase it still through SDAO?
Oh. Okay. So we know we're purchasing four.
Yeah, the other one's going to be
Could you amend your motion to include the port is purchasing the number four individual machines?
Okay.
Okay.
I amend my motion to four units versus five.
Thank you for that, Ken. Travis, would you like to put that input in this motion where the fifth machine is coming from?
The fifth machine will be provided through SDAO's return to work program.
Okay, thank you for that. Joe, can you resecond Ken's motion, please?
I second it.
Okay, roll call, please, Danielle.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Okay, we have no informational items before the board today. Commissioners' comments. Richard?
I have none.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Martha, do you have any comments?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you, Martha. Joe, any comments?
Nope, I don't.
Ken?
No.
Roy has none. Sharon?
No, not today. Thank you.
I would like to say one thing. Thanks to the staff for getting the Rigetti easement proposal to a special meeting as promptly as 1 24-hour period after the email was received. Thank you, Gary and staff, for that. Next regular meeting date is Tuesday, October 20th, 2020 at 6 p.m. Please spread the word. Ask people to come to our meetings.
Or call in.
Or call in. There's just a lot of good happening, and people here. I mean, our meeting today has one public attendee. Any other comments, conversation, or staff? Our single public audience? Nothing. With that being said, this meeting is adjourned at 2:33, September 29th. 2020. Thanks everybody for coming.